Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to K-Move Radio, talk radio for the mobility community. Today is Thursday, February the 19th. I'm Lorraine Carasosa, here with Clay Goodman.
And we are sponsored by S&M Moving Systems, who has been moving quality beyond expectations since 1918. And we are excited about today's show, because for the third time, we get to have Lisa Ann Landry with us, who has been our most popular guest ever.
Yes, I believe the reason is because everybody needs help with social media.
Especially LinkedIn.
And that is what our show is about today.
Yes, and for you listeners who are new to K-Move Radio, talk radio for the mobility community, there might be a few of you who have not heard of Lisa Ann Landry. And what is her title, Lorraine?
Her official title is Social Media Enthusiast.
Yes, and that's why Lorraine is the Vice President of Pronunciation on K-Move Radio. I can't say all that. But she is truly a gifted trainer, and we have been so blessed by having Lisa Ann Landry now in our studio for the third time.
Well, Lisa Ann is ready to jumpstart your day with some social media tips to help you along the way. Now, Lisa Ann is ready. How about you? So let's have fun with Lisa Ann today.
Welcome back, Lisa Ann. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good. Yeah, and just, you know, it's great having you back, Lisa Ann Landry. We've missed you.
Oh, I missed you guys, too. I'm so excited to be back.
Great. Well, we have a few questions for you. Lisa, on Facebook, we call it post, but I know on LinkedIn, we share an update. I'm always worried if I don't share updates often enough or if I'm doing too many. What do you recommend?
Well, I did some research on this just to see if my recommendation is consistent with what the gurus recommend. And there was some research done in May of last year by a company called Buffer, and they have a sharing tool that tracks millions of articles shared across the internet. And they report that the ideal number of times to share per month on LinkedIn is about 20 times a month. So that's about 20 status updates. That's basically, if you do the math, it's a status update every business day.
We've been curious about that.
Right, because LinkedIn is so different. You know, it's a business network. You know, like Twitter or Facebook, you do a lot more, you know, posts.
Yes.
More often.
Absolutely. But then you have to think about, well, if you're worried that it's going to overwhelm your network, only about 60% of the people are going to see those status updates. And the news feed is a river of content that is moving really fast. And if you think about it, all of the professionals we know are really busy, so nobody is sitting down at the river watching the content flow by. You know, nobody's
right
there. And so most of your network is not going to see your updates, and if you don't update enough, you'll never be seen. So The problem with that is you want visibility, and LinkedIn gives search rank to a profile that's 100% complete, and we talked about that on past shows.
Right.
It gives rank to a profile that is keyword optimized, and it gives high search rank to an active profile. So if you are doing those status updates regularly, you will have high ranking in search results with LinkedIn, meaning your target market or potential customer will be able to find you.
Oh, good to know.
It is.
We're going to take a quick break here, but don't move away. We'll be back with Lisa Ann Landry, our social media enthusiast. And we're going to talk about this thing called Pulse and what is this premium account about. Don't move away.
Hi, I'm Tracy Bowen, Domestic Relocation Coordinator at S&M Moving Systems, and you're listening to K-Move Radio, talk radio for the mobility community.
Okay, we're back from our break. Welcome back, Lisa Ann.
Thank you.
We're moving on now.
Yes.
So my question for you now is about this premium account. And Quinn Harker, you know, our handsome salesperson in the office, and I were talking about if it's worth it to have the premium account.
Well, it depends on what your goals are. So with all free accounts, you get limited bells and whistles. So with the free LinkedIn account, the things that you get, you have the ability to build a network of connections with an unlimited size or number of people. You get to reconnect with any member of the LinkedIn network, provided that you know and agree to connect with them, so you can connect with them. You get to create a professional and detailed LinkedIn profile. You can give and receive unlimited number of recommendations. You can join up to 50 groups. You can request up to 5 introductions at one time and perform an unlimited number of searches for LinkedIn members in your extended network. So that's kind of all that you get. So with a paid account, you get that on steroids. So you get a lot more.
I was using LinkedIn the other day, and I was emailing I hope to be a potential account of SNM Movie System someday, and it came back, you know, no, because I don't think she knew who I was. And then Quinn said that if you get too many of those, you'll get in big trouble with LinkedIn. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, that's the IDK. Remember we talked about it? We really laughed about that one.
Oh, I don't know. I learned my lesson on that one.
With LinkedIn premium account, you can send that person an in-mail. So you get allocated so many in-mails when you pay a premium account for a premium account. Mm-hmm. And then you could email is like a email. Well, with LinkedIn free account, you don't get in-mail. Mm-hmm. So with the premium account, you get so many of those that you can send to people who are not in your network. So with that in-mail, you could send that person an invitation to connect and let them know, no, we don't know each other, but I'd really like to get to know you. And you know, be more personable in that email, and then you won't have to worry about that IDK.
Okay, but do you still have to know their email address to do that?
Not when you're using an email, no.
Okay.
You'll be able to send it through their LinkedIn profile. You'll have the ability to send them a message. When you go to their profile, there'll be a button on there. Send them a message.
Okay, good.
So now, with the way that you're using it, you know, with the free account, what you might want to do is look in your network for people who know that person that you were trying to get in your network, and then ask someone in your network to introduce you to that person.
Okay. And that's okay, if you think. That's polite,
I mean,
and acceptable?
Isn't that what we do in real life? Like, we look at the influential people that are in our network, and we have them help us meet other influential people.
I assume that's one of the reasons why you're a Lion, right? So you can help other people, and they can help you, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody, I think we talked about this before, you know, everybody doesn't recommend the LinkedIn, the Lion philosophy. And,
right.
You know, for the multi-million-dollar, you know, bigwig CEO, they're not going to be a Lion. They're going to be really, really selective about who they allow in their network. So that's when you begin to really use your network to help you meet other people within LinkedIn that you don't have direct access to.
Good.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
Another question for you, Lisa Ann. Every time I log into LinkedIn, at the very top, I always see an update, which is called Pulse, P-U-L-S-E, and it always says Pulse recommends this news for you. What is Pulse? Or do you know anything about Pulse, and is it part of LinkedIn?
It is now part of LinkedIn, and you might be surprised to learn that Pulse has been around since 2010.
Oh.
So it was an app designed for, you know, to be in the Apple Store. And now it's available on Android devices, and you can use it in your browser. It's an application that displays news from multiple RSS feeds in a single page using a title-based interface. So it's been around, like I said, since May of 2010, and it's an award-winning app. It was part of the Apple App Store Hall of Fame, and it was named as one of Time's top 50 iPhone apps of the year.
Wow.
In 2013, Pulse was listed among Time Techland's 50 best Android apps also.
Ooh.
LinkedIn acquired Pulse in April of 2013, and Pulse now LinkedIn has replaced LinkedIn Today. So you might remember when you signed on to LinkedIn, you was LinkedIn Today.
Yeah.
Kind of news service. So LinkedIn's previous news service for members was Retired. That's the LinkedIn Today. And Pulse has replaced that. And what's really, really cool about Pulse, though, is it integrates with your LinkedIn contact, and it includes social plugins now. So social buttons, like if you see something that you like, you can share it with your LinkedIn community. You can comment on it, and your comments will show up as an update, like a status update in your LinkedIn profile.
So here's me, you know, the guy that sits in the back of the class and sometimes doesn't pay attention and pulls the ponytails. It takes me a little longer to learn. When it says Pulse recommends this news for you, are they saying that to everybody, or they really know what news I would like to hear?
I think they're looking within your network.
Really?
And stuff that you read and show interest in, and they're customizing that for you.
Wow.
Be different than what they would recommend for me.
So we should feel special.
Yes, we should.
Lorraine wants to ask you about other social media platforms. Is one of them Flipboard?
Flipboard is like a news reader like Pulse is. But if you're asking, like, if there are other sites that compete with LinkedIn, you know, I thought that was a really good question that you all asked. And I'm familiar with others, like Branched Out is on Facebook, and it is Facebook's version of LinkedIn.
Okay.
There are other sites, lots of other niche sites for professionals. Like there's a site that doctors join. That site is called Thermo and Doximity. There's a site for military people. It's called Rally Point.
Wow.
There's a site called Higher Purpose. So there are lots of other niche sites for engineers and mechanical engineers. You know, for scientists, so yeah, there are lots of others.
Oh.
I wonder if they have one for mover dudes and mover dudettes in the moving business.
They don't. You can make one, but I think you all might want to look at the niche site, because possibly your target market is in those niche sites.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you, Lisa.
A wealth of information.
Yeah, wealth of information. So we're going to take one more break here again. And so don't move away. We'll be back in 30 seconds. And I want to ask Lisa Ann what's up coming up in her future, because a little birdie told me she's really going to be trapped. So don't move away.
Mm-hmm. Hello, K-Move listeners. This is Chris Barnett from Amber Lodging Company. From the San Francisco Bay Area to Malta, New York, there's an increase in demand for affordable furnished housing. But don't worry. As your furnished housing experts, we're here to help. Contact your relocation management company and ask them to source your corporate housing needs from Amber Lodging Company. Place a request, sit back, and get ready to enjoy a really great experience. Amber Lodging Company will do all the work, and you'll look like a hero. We can't wait to take care of you.
Okay, we are back from the break with Lisa Ann Landry.
Yes. Lisa Ann, I'm wondering, how important is it to go all the way with the LinkedIn and be 100% completed on your profile? That's a lot of work. Do we really have to do that?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. According to LinkedIn, they say that a 100% completed profile gets 40% more opportunities within LinkedIn than one that is incomplete. So people are looking for you. You got potential clients, customers, vendors, recruiters, opportunities, business leads. It's looking for you out there, but it can't find you because your profile is not complete.
So
one way to find whether your profile is like at 100% is there is this profile strength meter, which is on the right side of your profile, and it gauges how robust your profile is. Okay. Well, the strength will increase as you add more content, and you can move the cursor over the circle in the box to view the next level of strength you can reach. You can click the Improve Your Profile Strength link for a guided tour that will guide you through adding content to the profile. So if you've reached the maximum strength, the indicator of that is you'll be able to share your profile on Facebook and Twitter.
Wow.
And that's the only way you can? You have to be 100%?
That's what LinkedIn says.
Wow.
That once you get at that the highest level strength, then you have the ability to give the to share it.
Okay.
Then it's definitely worth the time
yes.
to take to complete it.
And the work.
Yes.
Darn.
Well, you can pay somebody to do it. It's very expensive, but you can pay somebody.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you. That's a great tip, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Hey, Lisa Ann, I have another question for you, and hopefully you can give me a great tip on this for LinkedIn. How are keywords used within LinkedIn?
So keywords are the words that you want to be found for as far as your field of work or your profession. And those keywords are words that people will search on within LinkedIn to find you or your product or service. So it is a good idea to brainstorm the keywords that you want to be found for and include them in your profile in places like your heading, your past work experience, your current work experience. And another fabulous place to put those keywords is in your summary. So in the summary section, that section of your profile will hold about 2,000 characters. So sprinkle two or three of your keywords and keyword phrases throughout that area, as well as the heading, like I said, and your current experience, work experience, and past work experience. So for instance, the keywords that I have sprinkled throughout my profile, should you look at it, you will find Lisa Ann Landry, corporate trainer and social media marketing trainer, and you'll find it several times throughout my profile. So when people do a search looking for a corporate trainer or a social media marketing trainer, if they search on those keywords, my profile comes up in the list of all the other people who have used those keywords. So it makes it easier for people to find you with this specific skill. So can't you see, like, recruiters really leverage this keyword searching to find candidates?
Wow.
So are there keywords, though, that are overdone?
There are words in the LinkedIn profile that are overused, and every year LinkedIn publishes a blog post that lists what those overused words are. So they tend to be words like creative, innovative, strategic thinker. So what I recommend people do is do a search on the overused words in LinkedIn. Just do a Google search, and then take that list and compare it to your profile and find where you're using those words in your profile and find other words to use.
Great
tip. That is a great tip. So I need to go back and check my summary and profile and start putting in, like, beautiful movie star.
Famous.
TV radio.
Thank you for that great tip. So I'm going to ask another thing here.
Sure.
So Lisa Ann, I understand you were contacted by a person from LinkedIn, and he gave you some information about your own personal profile. Would you share that with us?
The representative, you know, I'm really proud. I get contacted by LinkedIn representatives almost every year who comment on my profile that they say it makes a good representation of how to really leverage LinkedIn. So this particular gentleman is a salesperson for LinkedIn, and you know, I asked him, how did you find my profile? And he said he used keywords and he found it. And he said, you know, he's been working for LinkedIn for a while. He's seen lots of profiles. And he said that mine was one of the best he'd ever seen. So it made me feel really, really proud. And it just tells me that I am doing it right. You know, I'm doing something right if they, you know, let me know every year that it stands out and it pops.
Yes.
What a great compliment from a LinkedIn representative.
Yeah.
I got the big head. I told him he's giving me the big head.
Maybe you can use that as a key word. Big head. So, Lisa, we understand that your upcoming schedule is going to be very busy, and you're going to be traveling to faraway places. Is this true?
This is true. I am scheduled to go and do some training in Japan for a week.
Wow.
And deliver training every day in Japan for 5 days. I'm so excited.
Wow. So can you share with us what the training is, or is this like private government stuff?
Training for the Air Force, and I'm training on a variety of different topics. So I'm just going to be busy working out there. I'm pretty excited about it, though.
Wow, congratulations. I thought that I've heard that you were going to Japan, and it really excites me because I just got back from Japan, and we're starting to move a lot of corporate people to Tokyo. We're going to do a show up the road here on moving to Japan, and so we may ask you to come back and give us your insights on Japan, okay?
Hey, that would be exciting. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep stuff, and I'll take pictures.
All right. Be prepared. What I learned is it's very expensive. So.
That's good to know.
Yeah. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You always give such good content back to us and our K-Move listeners. So thank you so much.
Okay. Well, you all please join my network on LinkedIn. I'd love for you to see my status updates. I regularly do status updates. I do 7 a week. So I do 1 every day.
Wow.
They're educational about social media and Google and Facebook and LinkedIn. Any fans out there want to learn about social media, they can learn through my status updates.
All right.
And I love them all. I look at all her updates.
Yes.
They're great.
So, yeah, we encourage everybody out there listening to K-Move Radio to join with Lisa Ann Landry on their LinkedIn account. Very valuable person to know. Thank you for being on K-Move Radio.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. I'd like to thank Lisa Ann Landry once again for being our guest on K-Move Radio.
Yes. And Lisa Ann wants all of our listeners to know that you're more than welcome to join her on her LinkedIn account. And while you're there, you might as well join SNM Movie Systems LinkedIn account too, right?
That's true.
Why not?
You can find Lisa Ann on kmove.biz. We'll have direct links to her social media page, which is called Positive Vibrations, and also a direct link to her LinkedIn page.
So thank you for being a friend of K-Move Radio, and God bless.
Well, Lisa Ann is ready to jumpstart your day with some social media tips to help you along the way. Now Lisa Ann is ready. How about you?